The Dry Bean Scene is sponsored in part by SRS Commodities and Heads Up Crop Protectants. Our guest this week is Greg Endress. Greg, let's talk about the event at the Carrington Research Education Center next week.
On Thursday, August 29th, we have our annual row crop tour. We've done this tour for about 25 years, and we are looking forward to provide the information at the tour again this year. We have information that people can take home and use the next day after attending the tour, and then we have some information that'll be more useful as we look ahead into 2025 and beyond. So there's several areas that we'll be discussing, and we'll be focusing on two row crops, on soybean and dry bean.
Yeah, Greg, tell me about the dry bean variety trials that you guys have.
This is a nice time of year to be viewing the trial. We have about 40 entries, and it's it'll be a nice resource for people to look at, get an idea of maturity, of standability of the crop, and then ultimately we'll have yields for growers and crop advisors in the future. But we'll have our NDSU's assistant dry bean breeder present, and so a chance for you to look at the varieties, start thinking about next year and what varieties a person wants to go if they are a dry bean breeder, and then hear some of the characteristics of some of the newer varieties, in particular the pinto beans.
What does the schedule for the day look like, Greg?
Our program starts at 4:30, and we'll go into about 7, followed by a supper that's sponsored by North Harvest Bean Growers Association and the North Dakota Soybean Council. So we would strongly encourage people to join us. We have a very good educational program.
This update brought to you by BASF, Johnstown Bean Company, and the North Harvest Bean Growers Association. This is the Dry Bean Scene.